Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, January 16, 2022 is Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters is a 1984 American supernatural comedy film directed and produced by Ivan Reitman and written by Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis. It stars Bill Murray, Aykroyd, and Ramis as Peter Venkman, Ray Stantz, and Egon Spengler, respectively, a trio of eccentric parapsychologists who start a ghost-catching business in New York City. The film also stars Sigourney Weaver and Rick Moranis, and features Annie Potts, William Atherton, and Ernie Hudson in supporting roles. Based on his own fascination with spirituality, Aykroyd conceived Ghostbusters as a project starring himself and John Belushi, in which they would adventure through time and space battling supernatural threats. Following Belushi's death in 1982, and with Aykroyd's concept deemed financially impractical, Ramis was hired to help rewrite the script to set it in New York City and make it more realistic. Ghostbusters was the first comedy film to employ expensive special effects, and Columbia Pictures was concerned about its relatively high $25 to $30 million budget and had little faith in its box office potential. Filming took place from October 1983 to January 1984, in New York City and Los Angeles. Due to competition for special effects studios among various films in development at the time, Richard Edlund used part of the budget to found Boss Film Studios, which employed a combination of practical effects, miniatures, and puppets to deliver the ghoulish visuals. Ghostbusters was released on June 8, 1984, to critical acclaim and became a cultural phenomenon. It was well received for its blend of comedy, action, and horror, and Murray's performance was often singled out for praise. The film earned $282.2 million during its initial theatrical run, making it the second highest-grossing film of 1984 in the United States and Canada, and the then-highest-grossing comedy ever. It was the number one film in theaters for 7 consecutive weeks and was one of only 4 films to gross more than $100 million that year. Further theatrical releases have increased the total gross to approximately $295.2 million, making it one of the most successful comedy films of the 1980s. In 2015, the Library of Congress selected it for preservation in the National Film Registry. Its theme song, Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr., was also a number one hit. With its effect on popular culture, and a dedicated fan following, the success of Ghostbusters launched a multi-billion-dollar multimedia franchise. This included the popular animated television series The Real Ghostbusters, 1986, its sequel Extreme Ghostbusters, 1997, video games, board games, comic books, clothing, music, and haunted attractions. Ghostbusters was followed in 1989 by Ghostbusters 2, which fared less well financially and critically. Attempts to develop a second sequel paused in 2014 following Ramis's death. A 2016 reboot, also called Ghostbusters, was released to mixed reviews and financial failure. A second sequel to the 1984 film, Ghostbusters: Afterlife, was released in November 2021. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 041 UTC on Sunday, January 16, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Ghostbusters. This podcast is produced by Audible SME Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Audible SME Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ivy Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.